Last year, a then 59-year-old employee at the Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee alleged the tribe harassed him and subjected him to different employment conditions than the casino's younger workers. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission subpoenaed the tribe for information related to the allegations. The tribe refused the request. Recently, Federal District Judge Lynn Edelman ordered the Pottawatomie to comply with the EEOC's subpoena. Commission attorney Dennis McBride says a federal age discrimination law does not have an exemption for tribes, and the worker was not a tribal member. McBride also argues the man worked at a commercial enterprise.
Because it was a casino and not a tribal court or something of that sort, which is clearly governmental.
The Pottawatomie says the tribe does not discriminate and says various courts have reached different conclusions on whether the EEOC has jurisdiction to enforce the age discrimination law on tribal lands. Skip DeRocher, a Minnesota attorney who often represents tribes, says the Pottawatomie argued the casino funds their sovereign government.
That because revenues from the casino are used for governmental purposes and to provide essential services to its members, that this causes it to fall within this purely intramural matter.
The Forest County Pottawatomie tribe has until the end of next week to appeal the federal district court ruling or turn over the employment records. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.